of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for being with us. And it was a bit of a cliffhanger, but we see the Dow and NASDAQ at multi-year highs here today.
Yeah, good afternoon, Frank. It was a very pleasant market, actually, in summary, and much driven by what happened yesterday in the banking securities. And I think it was a very positive result today as well.
And we're seeing some eye-popping all-time highs. Apple, for example, here at the close, I see up $21 and change to $589.58. The tech sector continues on a roll with the NASDAQ, one of the highest we've seen since December of 2000 here.
I think the Apple performance is outstanding. And, of course, it's coming from a level that is fairly low on the so-called price earnings measure. I think the Apple stock has performed very well. It's up approximately 200 points in the last 3 or 4 months. So that's a stunning achievement in the technology area, the internet technology area, and I would expect that to continue a little bit further.
It's interesting to know that the dollar has firmed recently, and we see gold at an 8-month low, closing down to 5130 today at 1642.90. Silver taking a $1.40 tumble at 32 and change, down to more than 4% on the day. And oil has pulled back from recent highs, down $1.28 at 105.43. What do you see ahead for the commodities and for the dollar and all this?
In the gold area, I would avoid gold stock at this point in time. It looks to me, after a sort of a flat level with some oscillations, that it's beginning to move to lower levels. And the point you make about the decline today, I think, is very significant. Relative to oil, it's my view that oil is well overpriced and has a better chance of decline than a rise at this point in time. Other commodities, however, precious minerals are favorable, in my opinion. The dispute between China and the USA over the export of precious metals from China is pretty serious, and I believe other countries will step up their production of precious metals where they actually have possession of those metals.
Right, the rare earth metal dispute that's going on. And what about the fact that we've seen the bond yields hit the highest in the last 5 months or so, with the yield on the 10-year note really seeing an eye-popping jump in the last couple of days. In fact, just since the Fed statement yesterday, back up to 2.27%, which will probably be reflected in higher mortgage rates when we get that survey tomorrow.
I think that's really an important point you make. The rise in the 10-year rate at 2.27 for me is a very favorable thing. That shows confidence in the economy as interest rates would move back to a more normal level. I believe the Fed's statement, again, to maintain it to the year-end 14 at near zero rates is not a really appropriate for a competitive economy and competitive use of the monetary system. So I think the market's going to tell the Fed that the interest rates should be moving off that zero-point low.
Ed Wedbush, President of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business.